This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, coming up this weekend, Umpqua Movement Arts collaboration with something special coming in. Thomas McGregor, part of the board of directors for the organization. Good morning.
Morning, Kyle.
So talk about what you have planned.
Well, we have a show that we've been working on for quite a few weeks. It's called Constellations Dances of the Zodiac. Our dance troupe's been together for about 5 years. This is about several dozen adults in the community that come together and put together their performing art talents. And we're going to be at UCC Center Stage Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday night and then a Sunday matinee. Doors at 7 Saturday night and doors at 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Obviously, a lot of work goes into something like this.
Yeah. I mean, there is probably... Wow. There's definitely, like I said, a couple dozen dancers, and they put in countless hours every week. And then we're really proud on Sunday. We have a special opportunity. A professional flamenco troupe is coming down from Eugene with a storied principal in the group. And so there's going to be a lot of talent at center stage this weekend at the college.
So to kind of talk about the evolution of the organization, how it got started.
It started officially in 2023. And, you know, so being a nonprofit leader, got, of course, roped into this board, and we're doing very well running a studio downtown Roseburg with the help of Thrive Umpqua. We got a lot of movement arts classes, a lot of options for people to invest in their wellness, but at the same time, to get creative. And this is what's, I think, really fun and why you should really come and be an audience this weekend. There's a lot of fun and creativity on the stage, and that's the goal of the nonprofit. And, you know, we're going to have beer and wine from Umpqua Valley vendors, and so there's no reason not to come and share the community getting creative here.
What kind of age range do you have in the people involved?
That's a great question. So we have 20-somethings and all the way up to dancers that are in their 50s and 60s, people that are staying active, investing in their body, and really just having a lot of fun. There's people of all types and abilities. You know, a lot of the ladies in the troupe are, you know, very, very athletic and obviously been dancing their entire lives. I got roped into this as kind of like a self-care plan in the pandemic, just something to do outside of the worries of work. And it's been really great to have a community that I find home a couple days a week, and I get to be creative, which is such a creative with, you know, your body. That's such an interesting thing that we don't do as Americans. And so we're really excited about this show, Constellations.
So does that mean that we will see you on the dance floor?
That's true. That's very true. I'm in three performances this weekend, so I'm pretty excited about this. Been in an Afro group, which is just a lot of fun and a lot of smiles, and then also in some like fast jazz dances and contemporary dances.
Now, I know your wife has been involved in this a long time. Was that kind of your pathway in?
Yeah, you know, when you see the missus go out the door a couple nights a week, you're like, maybe she's on to something here. And again, so with UMAC, we're found at umacroseburg.com. Check us out. We're signing up classes for May and June. And anybody of any ability can join in. And basically, you're paying for an exercise class is one way to look at it. So invest in yourself, but also invest in having some fun and sharing some creativity with the rest of your community.
And I know you've got a lot of people involved with your organization. It sounds like it's really been growing.
It has been growing. We're really, I'll just say moved, warmed that we actually got a lot of significant sponsors this year and a lot of donors, again, to have beer and wine this weekend available at the theater. And UCC has been an incredible partner. There's such a strong talent out there in their production. People should be really thinking of hosting events out there. And so putting on this show, Constellations Dances of the Zodiac, Saturday and Sunday at UCC, is a lot of people coming together for certain.
Now, how did the sort of the name, I mean, is there a theme behind all of this, I imagine?
Yeah, so we are very lucky. There's an incredible talent in our community, our creative director, Summer Fry. She has been dancing all of her life. She's been an instructor. She's gone to major cities and done a lot of learning. And that's how actually we got in the loop with this Flamingo, Eugene Flamenco Arts. She is actually a member of Flamenco Chico, this dance troupe. And there is going to be quite an exciting flamenco performance Saturday night of local folks. But then on Sunday, there'll be the actual Flamenco Chico troupe on stage with us during the performance. And so Summer, she's had a long time. I guess, you know, all the diva dancers, you know, you put in your ideas for what's the next production, what's the next performance. And, you know, a lot of people are just turned to the zodiac and the creativity of us. We all have our sign and what that means about our personality. So each dance is based on one of the zodiac signs. And there's been a lot of, you know, laughs and giggles and maybe some, you know, some jeers about, wait, you're doing what with my sign and your dance and things like that. But it's a lot of fun. And yeah, so every sign of the zodiac will have a tribute in a performance this weekend.
So what are the two show times?
So again, yeah, Saturday, May 3rd, doors at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then Sunday, May 4th, doors at 2 p.m. all the way to 4 p.m. So there's no excuse. Come and have a fun Saturday date night out at the college and see a really great show, or, you know, put down the gardening trowel Sunday late morning and get ready to come out to the college for a matinee show.
And it sounds like you could come to both and really get two different takes.
Absolutely. Usually the Saturday night show is a hoot and holler of a lot of the familiars who really enjoy seeing where the performance troupe has grown in the last half decade. And then, yeah, we decided to do a matinee show. This is our first time out at the community college, so we're banking on it to have a successful show. But, you know, I think some of our other venues, being at restaurants and things like that, you know, some people are like, I don't know if that's for me, but this is a great place to see performance arts. We have world-renowned facilities out at UCC, so this is going to be a top-notch production.
And adding the flamenco folks in on Sunday just adds another element.
Yeah, so there's this performer, Martita Santiago. She has been a part of the Spanish dance scene on the West Coast professionally since 1954. She moved to Oregon in 1995 after starting her career at the San Francisco Academy of Ballet, and she's put together this gypsy kind of styled troupe called Flamenco Chico. And so there's about a handful of professional flamenco dancers coming down with her, and this is a storied living legend.
And if somebody is kind of interested in this, becoming a dancer, it would be a good time then probably to come to one of the performances and really see what they could be potentially doing after some work, you know, over the next few months.
Yeah, absolutely. I think before the show, a lot of the community members who are in the troupe will be out in the lobby greeting folks. And yeah, just be bold, ask us questions. Also, we're encouraging folks, dress up in your first favorite zodiac sign. We're going to have some fun with that. So maybe we do a little see which zodiac sign is best beloved in the show.
And what's the price for tickets?
We're an easy ticket. We're $20.
And people can go to your website, which is what?
umacroseburg.com.
All right, Thomas McGregor, that's happening this Saturday and Sunday. Umpqua Movement Arts Collaboration. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.